So he says he's going to feed the
what? Yes, feed the cattle.
And when he says he's going to feed the cattle, does that mean the pigs and everything at once?
Well, what he will say is, I'm going to go feed the animals. Then it includes everything.
What does he say in Spanish?
Voy a darle de comer a los animales.
So he says he's going to feed the animals. And are there any... I was downtown today, and there's a house, an old house, that has a wall around it made of stone. What do you call that kind of wall?
Like a patio, tapia.
You call that wall a tapia?
Yes. Did you notice it? Was it the one that has the broken pieces of bottles so nobody will climb over it?
That's it. And there was a message written there in Spanish that I couldn't translate it entirely, but it wasn't too nice.
Well, the message must have been written by delinquents now.
It was by the people that lived in the house. It said, we will not, do not climb the fence because something.
Ah, but they're not people anymore. It's because it's a broker has the property now.
That's why it's fine.
The bricks were, when my mother was a little girl, they had those bricks. Those bricks, not the pieces of glass. And they were so imposing, we always wanted to know what was in there. And one time we finally got courage and asked the lady, and we went inside and there was nothing. Nothing scary.
Why did they have the broken glass on the wall?
Because at that time a lot of people crossed the ferry from Mexico. And it was a courtyard like the one I have outside, and then they had a drinking water well. And then they had their coach. There was no car, it was a coach with velvet seats. And they just didn't want intruders. They were not antisocial. They just wanted to protect their property.
Does anybody live there now?
No, I believe you mean the property next to the ABC paper shop. In front of the theater, somewhere around there.
And then there's another house behind, well, on the main street, but behind it is the parish house.
Behind it is the parish house.
The old convent?
Yes.
And in front of it is a large house.
Yes, a green.
What is that?
Those people used to own half the town. And they're still some of the wealthiest people in town. But the house, that was their main family house. It's very run down now. It was a family home.
Do they live there now?
The daughter, an only daughter, and her husband. Just two people.
In that big house? Well, now, what do you call that kind of thing they have around there to keep people out?
Tapia.
And that's the... What would you say... What's a tapia in English?
I don't know. I guess you call it a high fence. A privacy fence.
Even though it's made of stone or something?
You can make it of whatever. In fact, we're thinking of having one. A lot of people are installing them now again. It's getting to where there is no privacy.
What do you call this that you have here in front of your house now?
A link fence.
And then that kind, out here.
This would be a wrought iron. That's what we're going to have all around the fence. Except that it takes a whole lot of money. Like you pay like $700 for that little piece of wrought iron. That's how much we paid. So we're going to have, what you do is you just make it out of blocks or brick and just have an edging of wrought iron.
And that will keep people out?
No, it'll give you privacy.
And
our doors are open, they can come in, but I like the way it looks.
It makes it profitable. Mm. Did people on the farm, or on the ranch, or wherever you keep your pigs, did they have any container in the kitchen that you might scrape the place into and give the food to the pigs?
No, not anymore, because you wouldn't be feeding those poor animals anything that would make the meat of the pigs eating worthwhile. What we do is we just buy regular pigs food.